You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this Apple TV fourth generation demo. And in this demo, I'm going to show you how to update your Apple TV, because as of this recording, which is the 10th of November 2015, there has been an update today, 9.01, and it's currently sitting in my software update section, ready to go for an update. And I believe this update is really under the hood update, so there's nothing spectacular in it, but it serves the purpose to go through and show you how to update your Apple TV. And it's still sitting there, even though I've got automatic updates turned on. I'm just going to press my menu key to check where I am on my Apple TV screen.
Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
Okay, and I flick down.
Search.
On the
Row 2. Column 1.
On the Siri Touch remote. And flick to the right.
Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
Click on Settings on the trackpad.
Settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Flick down to System, which contains the software update option.
Accounts. Audio and video. AirPlay. Remotes and devices. Apps. Network. System. Button. 8 of 9.
Click on System.
System. Info. Help. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, flick down.
Legal. Button. 2 of 2. Maintenance. Software updates. Button. 1 of 3.
And that's what we want. Software updates. Click on that.
Software updates. Update software. 1 of 2.
And if I flick down.
Automatically update. On. 2 of 2.
Okay, so automatic update is currently
Apple
on.
TV can automatically install new updates when they are available.
Okay, so flick up.
Update software. 1 of
and
2.
Click on update software.
In progress. Apple TV update. An update is available. Do you want to download and install it now? Do not unplug your Apple TV while it downloads the update, restarts and then installs the update. Download and install. Button.
Okay, so it's going to download it, restart and install, and don't turn the Apple TV off when it's doing this process. So I flick down.
Update later. Button.
I've got update later. Flick back up.
Download and install. Button.
And I'm going to click on download and install.
Software updates. Update software. In progress. 1 of 2. Waiting for the update server.
Waiting for the update server. And if I flick down.
Automatically update. On. 2 of 2.
Okay, we're still on this main screen.
Apple TV can automatically update software. In progress. 1 of 2. About 22 minutes remaining.
So that was just me flicking back up and the progress currently read out 22 minutes remaining. What I will do, as I do with other install demos, I will pause this recording and then we'll come back just before the install starts to restart the Apple TV.
About 2 minutes remaining.
Now let's jump down very, very fast from 22 minutes to 2 minutes. I would say let's jump down within about a 3 minute period.
Apple TV update. The update has finished downloading. Do you want to install it now? Update later. Button.
Oh, that's good. So the download is finished installing. Do you wish to update it now? And it's later button, which is in focus. If I flick up.
Update now. Button.
I've got update now. So I'm going to click on update now.
Software updates. Automatically update. On. 2 of 2. Progress. 0%. Step 1 of 2. Preparing update. Do not unplug your Apple TV while updating. This may take a few minutes.
Okay, so preparing update. Don't turn off your Apple TV. If I flick down, there's no speech. So I'm assuming it's now currently fully doing the install or restart the Apple TV. And again, I'll pause the recording just in case this install process takes a little bit longer. And I was going to check my time on my watch.
8:50 p.m.
So it's 8:50, so that started the install at about 8:49. And we'll see how it goes.
Movies. Row 1, column 1.
So it's come back up talking, which is very nice. I didn't have to actually turn back on voiceover at all. So let me just check on my Apple Watch.
8:53 p.m.
So 8:53, so that basically took 4 minutes to do the install where it was all being nice and quiet. Let's just do a check on the version. So I'm going to flick down.
Search. Row 2, column 1.
And flick to the right.
Settings. Row 2, column 2.
Click on settings.
Settings. General. Button. 1 of 9. About.
Now, when I click on About, I'm just going to have to leave it read because at the moment it doesn't appear I can flick down item by item. I'm just going to have to let the screen read. And what we're listening for is the tvOS version, which should be 9.01. Here we go. Click on it now.
About. Name. Toy room. 1 of 9. Model. A 1625, 64 GB. 2 of 9. Serial number. DY4QK3SVGXH8. 3 of 9. tvOS. 9, 0, 1, 13T402. 4 of 9. Resolution.
And that's it.
1080. General.
Press the menu
about.
Here.
Button. 1 of 6.
So it has indeed been updated. Now, if I was very paranoid, I'm just going to press the menu key again.
Settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Let me flick right back down to system.
Audio. App. Remote. Apps. Network. System.
Click on button. System.
System. Info.
And
health.
Flick down.
But. Legal. Maintenance. Software
and
updates.
Click on software update.
Software updates. Update software. 1 of 2.
Click on update software.
In progress. Apple TV update. Your Apple TV is up to date.
Very good.
Okay.
There we go. Your Apple
button.
TV is up to date. So that's all good.
Software
check
updates.
Check with the version number
update
in about.
Software. 1
and
of 2.
Checked here in software update and we're all good to go.
System. Maintenance. Software updates.
And
button.
Again.
1 of 2. Settings.
Level.
System. Button. Home. Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
So that completes this demonstration of updating your tvOS version. In this case, from 9.0 to 9.01 by going into Settings, System, Software Update, and then clicking on Update and going through the install process, which means basically letting it go and download the install and then having it restart and install. And I really didn't have any speech there for about 4 minutes, and then it just came back up talking at the main home screen. So that completes this demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.